सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्म विद्वरम् वसुदेवसुतं देवं कंसचानूरमर्दनं देवकी परमानन्दं कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुं कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुम्
Today we will see the thought flow of chapter 16 of Bhagavad Gita. The name of the chapter is Devi and Asur Sampati Yoga. The word Devi, Asuri and Rakshasi Sampati has come in chapter 9. The seed of this chapter is in the chapter 9. But their Lord has not developed these Devi Sampati, Asuri Sampati or Rakshasi Sampati. The word has come there. So now the whole detail is given here. And Mahatma says, this actually is the qualification of a person which a person must have to study the Bhagavad Gita. And the many people say, why it is in the chapter 16? Really speaking, the whole of knowledge is completed in chapter 15 of the Bhagavad Gita. Starting from chapter 1 to chapter 15 is the complete Bhagavad Gita. It's over there. Chapter 16, chapter 17 and chapter 18 are just annexures, appendixes to chapter 1 to 15. If you have got these qualifications stated by the Lord in chapter 16, then you are fit for the knowledge. So what are these Devi Sampatti and Asuri Sampatti? Lord has stated in detail in this chapter. So Devi Sampatti, Lord says there are 26 qualities in all. And those are stated in sloka number 1, 2, 3. They are abhayam, fearlessness. Fearlessness is the mean and the fearlessness is the goal also. That path is also abhay. Sattva Sansuddhi is the internal purity, antahkaran purity. Gyan Yoga Vyavasthiti, Gyan Yoga Vyavasthi, Shankaracharya says, Sastratah, Acharyatah, Atma Adi Padarthanam Avagam, knowing the knowledge about the self as per the scripture and as explained by Guru, that is Gyan Yoga Vyavasthiti, Dan. What is Dhan? Shankaracharya said, Yatha Sankti Sambhivaga. No percentage is mentioned, but Yatha Sakti. According to your capacity, one must give charity. Then Dhamma Shankaracharya said, Bahya Karna Nam Upasama. Control of your outer indriyas. Organs of perception and organs of action. Then after comes yagyascha. What is yagya? Srautradi, agnihotradi, smart karma. Doing the rituals of agnihotra every day or the smart karma, social work. These comes under the yagyascha. Swadhyaya of what? Self-study. Shankaracharya is specific about Rig Vedadi adhyananam is the study of the Vedas. Study of the scriptures is mentioned. Meant by the swadhyaya. And tapa, what is the tapa? Tapa is the austerity, vachyamanam. It will be separately dealt in chapter 17. But the tapa is at the body level, at the speech level, and at the mind level. There are three types of tapas which will be discussed in chapter 16. Arjavam, rijutvam, straightforwardness.
Ahimsa, non-violence. Satyam, truthfulness. Akrodha, akrodha. Shankaracharya says, parai akrushtas abhitasya. If somebody calls you or hurts you by speech or physically, still the anger does not come. That is akrodha. A very severe definition is given. Even if somebody hurts you physically, still the krodha should not come. That is akrodha meant here. Tyagaha. Tyaga is the renunciation of the desire and ego. That is what is meant by tyaga. Shantim. Shanti is quietening of your mind. Apaisunam. Thinking ill about others is paisunam. Not thinking. Apaisunam. Daya. Daya is the help and be compassionate to whom? Bhutesu. Bhutesu, dukhitesu, those who are in sorrow. So, a person should be compassionate to all of them. Aluluptam, non-craving of the senses, even we are amongst the object. Non-craving. Objects will be always there with in front of us, but non-craving is aluluptam. Mardavam, mardam mriduta, softness. Re, modesty. And achapalam. Achapalam means meaningless action or speech. You are sitting and pulling the grass. Meaningless action. Shaking your leg. Meaningless action. Teja, spiritual glow. It's not that we are talking about the glow on your face which you get from the beauty parlor. No, this is the teja. It's the spiritual glow. It will come automatically. Chama, forgiveness. Dhriti, steadfast. Saucham, inside and outside. Your mental purity and the physical purity. Adroha. Adroha means absence of the hatred. No hatred toward anybody. Na atimanyata. No self-congratulations. Bhavanti sampadam devim abhijatasya bharata. These are the devi sampati. People are sometimes born with these qualities. That means it can be cultivated over a number of lives. If you have got these things, that means you must have done good work in the past and you have developed this quality which is coming. Then what is Asuri Sampatti? Only six qualities are Asuri Sampatti. Lord says in sloka number 4, Dambha. What is Dambha? Is to so different from whatever you are. Pretending. Then Darpa. Darpa means the pride of wealth and power and position. Showing that I have got so much of wealth, power and position. Atimanascha. Atimanascha, over importance, to show over importance about oneself. Is a Dambha. Krodha, anger. Parushya vevacha. What is Parushya? It is hard word said to anybody. Parushya. And Shankaracharya has given a example also, parusvachanam yatha kanam chachu samana. Telling a blind person that you have got beautiful eyes. Blind person is not able to see, but you are praising his eyes. That is harsh. Then agyanam, not knowing your duty, what is to be done or not to be done, is the agyanam. Chabhijatasya partha sampadam asurim. These are the asuri sampatti. And what is the result? If you follow the Devi Sampatti, what will you get? And if you follow the Asuri Sampatti, then what you will get? Lord says in sloka number 5, Devi Sampatti Vimochaya. If you cultivate this Devi Sampatti, you will get moksha, liberation. That is the fruit. That is the goal of your life. And Nibandhaya Asuri Mata. And Nibandhaya, you are bound in the Nibandhaya, in the Asuri Sampatti. You will be under the cycle of birth and death. Maa sucha sampadam daivim abhijatosi pandava. Oh Pandava, oh Arjun, don't worry. Lord is giving certificate to Arjun. Oh Arjun, you are born with the daivi sampatti. That means your liberation is guaranteed. Who is giving this certificate? Lord is giving to Arjun. Then in sloka number 6, it is said, Dau bhuta sargo lokasmin daiva asureva cha daivo vistarasa prokta asuram partha me shrunu. Lord says, I have told you about the Devi Sampatti in detail. Now listen to about the Asuri Sampatti. And Lord is going to tell about the Asuri Sampatti starting from sloka number 7 through 18. Devi Sampatti is completed in 3 shloka. The Asuri Sampatti, the qualities mentioned are only 6. But he is giving detail from shloka number 7 to 18. What is the purpose? The purpose, Shankaracharya says, in case you have got these qualities, try to give it up, try to take it out, be careful, because the result of Devi Asuri Sampatti is very bad. So what is their nature? Pravrittim cha nivrittim cha janana vidu asuraha na saucham na pichacharo na satyam tesu vidyate. Pravrittim cha nivrittim, they don't know who asuraha na vidu, they don't know. What they don't know? What ought to be done, what not ought to be done. What is your kartabya karma, what is not your kartabya karma, they don't distinguish between these two. Na saucham, there is no cleanliness. Cleanliness, the saucham, what has came in there in Daivi Sampatti. Cleanliness outside physically and impurities of the mind also. It should be clean. Na pichacharo, no achara. No achara means no good conduct. Na satyam, there is no truth in their life. Na satyam tesu vidyate. Then what is their philosophy? Asatyam. Since they are not following satyam, as stated in sloka number 7, they always speak untruth, asatyam. So they think that since we follow asatya, so the whole world is like that. Asatya. Apratishtha. What is this apratishtha? Apratishtha is that there is no dharma, adharma as a substratum of this world. No dharma and adharma. And te jagat ahau anishwaram. They say that the jagat has got no ishwar, no controller, no governor. Although they see that the everything in this world is working as per rule, in one of the Upanishads it is said, the sun rises at a particular time every day. He never takes a leave. No holiday. As if somebody is behind him with a thunderbolt. If you don't get up, then you will be hit. But still the people are not able to see it. What praman you will apply here? I told you about the 9 pramas, do you remember? It's arthapatti. Effect is seen, but the cause is not seen. The whole world is being ruled is seen, but the ruler is not seen. We have seen early morning, the roads are wet. We have not seen raining at night. The effect, the roads are wet, is seen. But actually we didn't see that when it was raining. Same way, the effect is seen. The whole world is being governed. But we are not able to see the governor, the ruler, the Ishwar. It's arthapatti praman. We have to accept that the Ishwar is there. But this people, charvak people or charuvak people, they think there is no Ishwar. Upper, I'll ask them how this world has come. Upper asparasam bhutam, para and upper, male and female, is the union of male and female only the whole world has come. But what is the motto behind the union of male and female? It says, kim anya kam ahitukam, what else? It is the lust behind this. So the whole creation has come because of the lust. Etam drishtim avastabhya, holding on to this vision, nashta atmana alpa buddhya. They are nashta atmana because they are not doing any spiritual practices. No spiritual practices they are following. Alpa buddhya, they can't think that this jiva is traveling from one body to another body. Alpa buddhi. They think this life is the last life. Prabhanti ugra karmanam chaya jagato hita. And they indulge into ugra karma, cruel actions. Why they do so? Kam asrita duspuram. They have got lot of desires. Kam asrita duspuram. The desires can never be fulfilled. Duspuram. Dambha man madanvitaha. Dambha, to show off. Man, pride. And mother, arrogance. They are full of all these things. Mohad grihatva asad grihan prabhantate asuchi vata. They have got the impure resolutions.
and holding on to the impure thing, they act in this world. And how is their life? Chintam aparimeyam, lot of worries, always full of worries. Go on comparing with your lives. Chintam aparimeyam, why so? How long? Pralayantam upasara, up to the pralaya, up to the death of your body, pralayantam, they are worried. Whole life they are worried, and sometimes they are worried up to the life of Brahmaji. They think I should make everything for next generation or next few generations. Worried. Why so? Kama upabhoga parma eta vadati nishita. And what is their param? Kama upabhoga is param, not Ishwar is param. Ishwar is not there in their philosophy. So what is the param? What is the supreme? Kama and upabhoga. Do only fulfill, go on fulfilling your desires. But asa pas satai baddha, they have got lots of hopes. Asa pas satai, hundreds of hopes are there. Kam krodh parayana, and always indulging in the kam and krodh. If the desire is obstructed, krodh will come. Kam and krodh, that is the main thing in their life. Kam krodh parayana, ihante kam bhogartham anyayena artha sanchayan. In order to fulfill their desire, their kaam, what they do for fulfilling desire, you need money. And for earning the money, anyayena illegally. Illegally they earn the money to fulfill their desire. And what is their goal? They say, idam adhyamaya labdham, idam prapyase manurtham, this much I have earned today, adhya, today. And this much I require further. This is their goal. And then idam asti mabhi me bhavishyati punardhanam, this much of wealth I have got, and in the future I will try to get this much of wealth. We also make the plans, retire me kitna chahiye after retirement. Then you start thinking, even after retirement this money is not sufficient because there is no bank interest here, what to do? And 401 can go down and go up according to the share market. What to do? Go on working. Asomaya hata satru, not only that, they are ready to harm others also. This is the rakshasi. The difference between asuri and rakshasi is that asuri, you are fulfilling your selfish desire, you can say, little bit with morally and legal thing you are seeing, but here you are killing to fulfill your desire. Asomaya hata satru ahanishya cha apranapi, and I will be killing so much of satru, so much of enemies, the list is there, I will kill them. Like the terrorist had all the list, na? We want to hit this country, this is this place, the list is there. Ishwaroham, I am the Lord, there is no Ishwar. Ishwaroham, bhogi, and I am enjoying everything, bhogi. Siddhoham, I am accomplished. Why accomplished? They say, aham sampanna putre potre naptivira kevalam manusa. We have got sons and grandsons or grandchildren. So we are accomplished. Siddhoham balwan, I have got the strength. I have got the strength of wealth. I have got the strength of power, position, or muscle strength. I am sukhi and I am happy. Adhyo means I am the rich. Abhijanvanasmi, Sankaracharya says, Sapta Purusham Srotitva Adi Sampanna. My seven generation, they have studied scripture. Srotradi, they have done all this. Good karma. Konyasti Sadrishomya, who else is there in this world like me? Wealth is also with me, and my family lineage, all my ancestors, they have studied the scriptures and all that. Yakshe, I do the sacrifice. But for harming others. I do yagya, but those yagyas are for harming others. Dasyami, I give charity also. Shankaracharya says, to whom? Natadibhya, to the dancers. Natadibhya. Natadibhya. Modisi, and I rejoice. Iti agyan vimohita. These people are deluded by this agyan. Then what happens? Anek chitta vibranta moha jala samabrita. Moha jala, because they are deluded by moha, covered by the moha, like a fish is covered in the net. Similarly, they are covered with the delusion. Therefore, anek chitta vibranta, their mind is deluded. Prasakta kama bhogesu patanti narke asuchau. And because of their kama and bhog, where they go? Patanti narke asu. They go to the narak. That is what Lord had said. If you follow the Asuri Sampatti Nibandhaya, you go into the cycle of birth and death. But because of this illegal, immoral thing, where will they go? Will they go to Swarga? No, they will go to Naraka. Atma sambhavita sabdha dhanman anvajita yajante nam yagyaste dambhen avidhi purvakam. And atma sambhavita, they do their atma prasansa. And stabdha, they are unyielding, they never prostrate to the Guru or the Mahatmas. Dhan, man, madanta, and they are have got the wealth, man, pride, mother, arrogance. Yajante nam yagyaste, they do the yagya, but that is only for the show, nam yagya. Just to show that I am doing the yagya. When how they do the yagya? Dambhena abhidipurvakam. Abhidipurvakam, they don't follow the vidhi. And the example we normally give in the marriage, both the bridegroom and bride party, they tell, Panditji, you have got half an hour, you have to complete the vidhi. Panditji is also happy, he gets the money for completing in short time. Abhidhi purvagam. Ahankar balam darpam kamam krodha cha sansrita mamatma paradehesu pradvinsinto abhisuyaka. And they pradvisanto, they do not follow the Lord's rule. And abhyasuyaka, and they criticize other, they trying to find out the faults in Mahatma. They don't see the guna of Mahatma. Anybody who is doing good work, they don't see the good work. They try to point out that what is the defects in their good work. Such people are ahankar, balam, darpam, kamam, krodha, sansita. They are depending on the ahankar, their bal, kama, krodha. These are the asuri qualities they have got. Then somebody says, oh Lord, they are doing all this cruel thing. What are you doing? You said you are Ishwar is there, governor is there. Lord says, Tan aham. I am here. Tan, those people who are doing these things. Tan aham dvishata kruran sansaresu naradaman. They are the lowest time of the man in this world. Nara adhama. Lowest type of the people. Chipami, I throw them. Where? Ajasra, asubhan, sudishwara, yonisu. Ajasra, for a long time. Satata, they are there for a long time. Asubhan, impure. Asurisev, yonisu. What are the asuri yonisu? Deva yoni are the upper lokas. Asuri yonis are the lower loka. So they, according to their karma, go to the lower loka. What are the lower lokas? Animal kingdom, plant kingdom, mineral kingdom, depending on your karma, you will be sent back to the animal kingdom. Because you have done lot of sins. If you have done lot of punya, you will go to the higher loka. And when the pap and punya are equal, then you get human body. Since they have committed lot of sins, they will have to go to lower loka, depending on their number and the quality. Narak loka will be allotted. For further detail, you can study Padma Puran. I have not studied, but I have heard there are a lot of narak description there. Asurim yoni mapanna murha janmani janmani mam aprapeiva kaunteya tato yantam adamam gatim. And they go there, come back. You see, in our scripture, both heaven and hell are the rehabilitation centers. People are sent there and brought back again. Dimag theek ho gaya, to theek hai, okay. Then act properly. If the vasana is still there, asuri vasana, you will do the same thing again. Result, again go down, come back. Like many people who are drunkards or smokers, they are sent to the rehabilitation center. After 1 month, 2 months, they have come back. Sudhar gaya to achha, if you start again, you have to visit again rehabilitation center. So same thing happens here also. They don't get the Lord. Then summarizing the whole thing, Lord says, Tribidam narakasya idam dwaram nasana atmana kama krodataha lobha tasmat etat trayam tyajet. Tam, krodh and lobh, these are the three gateways of hell. Guaranteed you will reach there. If you want narak, enter any one of the gate. Kam, krodh and lobh. Truly speaking, the head of the family of kam, krodh, lobh is kam. Desire when obstructed, the krodh comes. Desire when fulfilled, lobh comes. Kam, krodh, lobh, these are the three gate to narak. The Lord says, Tasmat etam trayam tajet. You should give up all these three. Etai vimukta kaunteya tamo dwarastri vi narah acharati atmanah sreya tato yati paramgatim. If you are able to do etai vimukta, then Lord says paramgatim. You will get paramgatim. Why? Because you have left kam, krodh and lobh. You have taken a U-turn. You are now doing Sreya, you are not running after prayer. Kama is all give you, that fruit of the result of kama is all prayers. Immediate result will come. But now if your acharan has changed, you have taken the path of good instead of path of pleasant. So this will lead you to paramgatim. Paramgatim, Shankaracharya says, moksham api iti. You will get moksha. In sloka number 23, Lord says, Yah sastra vidim utsrijya vartate kamakarata na sa siddhim apnoti na sukham na paramgatim. Yah sastra vidim utsrijya, one who does not follow sastra. Sastra always says that follow this devi guna. Don't follow asuri. One who does not follow this sastra, vartate kamakarata, and he is acting as per his lust, his kamana, his desire. Nasa siddhi mapnoti. He will not accomplish his goal. Na siddhi, no perfection. Na sukham, no happiness. Na paramgatim. What is the paramgati? Moksha. He will not get moksha. Those who are not following sastra and acting in the world, they will not be happy, they will not get their param goal. Therefore, what is to be done? Tasmat. Conclusion by the Lord. Tasmat. Sastram pramanam te karya karya avar vyavasthito. Karya and akarya. Your duty or your obligatory duty or what not, ought not to be done. What is the praman? What is the source of knowledge? Sastra. Sastra is the praman. You will get all things listed in the sastra, what is to be done, what is not to be done. Tasma sastram pramanam te karya karya bhavasito gyatva sastra vidhanuktam karma kartum yaharasi. Gyatva. So two things have to be done. First you have to know the sastra, gyatva. Only you have to know. Then act according to that. What is this sastra? Sastra is our Ved, Upanishad, Bhagavad Gita. So first we have to learn. Gyatva, first learn. Kab padhna chahiye tha? Vedo nitya adhiyatam, taduditam karma svanushtiyatam in sadhana panchakam. Shankaracharya says, Vedo Nitya Adhitam in the Brahmacharya period. Only one item you are supposed to do, Vedo Nitya Adhitam. 25 saal ke bitar, you must study the scriptures. Study the scriptures means you must chant and learn, not the meaning. Only the chanting or studying of the scripture. Taduditam karma sanushtiyatam. In the Grihastha Ashram, try to fulfill your desire as per you have studied in the Brahmacharya Ashram. In Brahmacharya Ashram, you have studied the Sastra. How to fulfill your desire? Now apply that in your Grihastha Ashram. Arey, hum to padhai nahi hai, how to apply the question does not arise. The Lord says, Gyatva, the two things you have to do, first you have to know, and second thing, act accordingly. And we have seen those who are ignorant, they are kamakarata according to their desire they are doing. Those who are jnani, they are also doing according to the shastra. But in between there is a category who has studied the shastra but not acting according to the shastra. Gyatva, got the knowledge, but not acting according to it. They are most dangerous people for the society. Why so? Because ignorant are many. Realize that very few. Jnani are very few. Ignorant ka number bahut jyada hai. They will see, are Mr. A, he was going to satsang whole life. He studied all the scripture. But he is doing the same thing what we are doing. So what is the use of studying the scripture? No use. So these people are more dangerous. So what is to be done? Scripture should be studied. And accordingly we should act. This is the thought flow of chapter 16. Lord will continue further in chapter 17. It's not complete. Continuation of this is chapter 16, which we'll take up in our next class.
Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Hari Om Sri Guru Namaha. Hari Om.